still do that with no out-of-pocket cost, and you can skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. Let me show you how easy refinancing should be. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois residential mortgage licensee.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all.
I get to do the honors. Mr. Landolf is busy. That's good, because if he didn't have anything to do, that would not be a good thing. He's sitting around waiting for customers to show up. No, he's busy, so I will take care of this. And when I'm finished, we will we'll bring in Taylor Nickerson. He's in the green room now. I'm not allowed to tell you what's in the green room. I know there's a massage table in there. Do you guys see that?
Oh, yeah.
We're not allowed in there. But do you see that massage table?
Yeah, oh, yeah,
There's a hot tub in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
We treat our guests, even if it's just someone doing a weekly segment, they get treated better than we get treated. Now, we do have our own separate facility for just the major players. That would be us. But I got a feeling, and he'll be out here in a moment, and every time he comes out of there, or anybody does, Dan Buff, or they seem real relaxed.
Yeah.
Like they had a really good massage, and I don't know what that massage entails, but he'll be out in a moment. He'll be all relaxed, ready to help you with your tech questions. My job is sell a couple of cars. Cars is the all-encompassing term. It could be a truck. It could be a crossover. But it needs to be a Chevy, and it needs to come from Johnny Landolf. Unless it's pre-owned, then it could be something else besides a Chevy. Because there are a lot of people who only buy pre-owned. We used to have a friend who would only buy dealer demos. They were the only cars he would buy. He'd wait till the new models came out, and then once they got a few miles on them as demos, he'd buy the demos. And that was just his thing. And he felt like, because they had a few miles on them, whatever bugs there might be to get worked out had been worked out. It had been serviced properly. Kind of been broken in, I guess, if you will. Does anybody else here remember when you used to have to actually break in an engine? Does anybody remember that?
Oh, yeah.
They would tell you, like, don't go over 50 for 500 miles.
Yeah.
I know that I remember that. And engines now, you buy a car. You can buy a car, shake the salesman's hand at Landolf. The car's brand new. It's got 2 miles on it. Get in it and go to California. I mean, and if you want to drive 70, drive 70. There is no break-in anymore. Here's the other thing I find interesting about having lived during the time span that I've lived. Most of us who are my age, even Tim's age, certainly Dan's age, remember that every other car on the road, in fact, every car on the road, if you kept it long enough, would rust.
Oh, yeah.
They had rust on them. I bought my second son a used Ford Explorer to take to Mizzou. It was beautiful. It was one of those designer Bill Blass kind of, but we bought it used with some miles on it, so we got it at a pretty good price. And he didn't have it long at all, and I realized that somebody, somewhere, at some point, had touched up and painted over some massive rust, and that stuff started coming through the paint, and that car went from looking great to looking, it was embarrassing. It was so rusted out around the wheel wells and all that. And Jeeps were the worst. I mean, they would always rust. Here's the thing. You never see rust anymore because the materials cars are made out of don't rust. They're alloys that are just rust proof. You never see anybody in the hot summertime on the side of the road with a rag trying to get that radiator cap off because the radiator boiled over because the car overheated. They don't do it anymore. You never see cars burn oil or leak oil anymore. It's incredible. So I've always taken the approach that I don't badmouth other cars. Landolf doesn't sell new anything but Chevys, but I'm not going to beat up other cars because pretty much all the cars that are made are decent cars. Now, if you change the oil and just take sort of halfway decent care of them, they'll run for a long, long time. What I want to make sure of is that if you will consider a Chevy, I want to make sure that you at least give Johnny Landolf Chevrolet a chance to do business with you, a chance to get your business. That's all we're asking. If they don't win you over, then they need to change a couple of things, but I think they will. They seem to be very good at that, because when AM and the PM people come in there and say they're AM and the PM, they get the royal treatment. Everybody gets great treatment, but I like to think you get a little better treatment if you're AM and the PM. And this business about, you know, one dealer coming on TV or something, we'll beat anybody's, nobody beats our price, it's such a bunch of hogwash, okay? They all have to be competitive with price. Nobody's going to beat Landolf's price. They're not. They'd be out of business if they did that. So you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about anything. You just have to enjoy your new Chevy or your pre-owned car that to you is your new car. Enjoy it. It should be a great experience, and I think it will be. It will be. If you just include Landolf, and we don't care if you go to two or three other Chevy dealers, go ahead and do that. In fact, that's a good idea, because then you'll really see the difference. Johnny Landolf Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in North County. Please tell them you're AM and the PM, and you can check out their inventory and a whole lot more 24/7 at Landolf.com.
Help, I need somebody.
A lot of people need help when it comes to phones, TVs, computers, tablets. We all need help. I needed help this past week. I almost called this guy Taylor Nickerson, but I got on the phone with the Apple people instead. Check this out. And we still don't know what this was. I got this iPhone X. This thing has had more little glitches and hiccups. It would not give me any notification if I got a text. And I wasn't on Do Not Disturb, and it wasn't on Vibrate. It would not make a sound when a text came. It drove me nuts. That's why this guy is here. He's here so that you don't go crazy. Maybe he can help you figure some of this stuff out. He seems to be pretty good at it, and he teaches German in high school. How about that? His name is Taylor Nickerson. He's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Nothing high-tech about Window World windows. There are no electronic parts, nothing lights up, nothing burns out. It's a good solid window. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Give it up for our tech guy, Taylor Nickerson.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Good to be back. How's everybody doing here?
Another day in paradise.
Yeah, we're doing great. I almost called you about my my phone, and I still don't know what happened. I called the Apple people, and you know how things kind of just fix themselves sometimes?
I was going to ask.
Never really knew.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you got it figured out.
No. It works now, and we don't really know why.
Did you reboot it?
Oh, I did that three or four times. That didn't do anything. And then I went in to check for Do Not Disturb. And sometimes there are settings that have been changed, and you may have, you know, you might have done it accidentally, didn't know, especially with touchscreen stuff.
Sure.
You might have slid that little button from off to on, didn't
right.
realize you did it, and shut somebody up. But it's working now. But this X, I will tell you, or 10, or whatever you want to call it, iPhone 10, iPhone X, it's the only one that I've had where there just seem to have been little weird things that it does, and then they'll do some new software, or you reboot it, and it's okay, and then something else happens.
Right.
I'm not thrilled with it yet. All right, what do you think we need to know about in the world of tech?
Well, let's start in the past. Today in tech history, March 19th, which is today, 1986. So before I get to it, I'm going to ask you guys, how old do you guys think the Internet is? And by that, I mean, when were the first websites registered? What year do you think?
Okay, so you mean like first public use Internet.
Yeah, when companies first registered their domains, so their websites. What 90, year?
97.
I'm okay. gonna go 90. I'm gonna go December 31st, 1996.
I'll go 93.
Hang on here,
Frank. What do you think?
Hang on a minute. I'm trying to run a little time.
Now this isn't necessarily.
I think before any of the dates they just gave you, I'm gonna say 1994.
Whoa, wow, you're pretty close. So, okay, the first internet domain ever registered was symbolics.com, and it was registered on March 15th of 1985.
Wow.
Now, the reason I did today in tech history, the domains IBM.com and Sun.com, which are still around, they're still companies, they were registered on this, both on this day, and they are considered the 11th and 12th oldest domains in history. So those websites have been around, technically have been registered domains, have been around for, do some quick math here, 1985, what are we looking at,
32 years.
Wow, how about that?
I'll tell you what I never thought was fair. Remember these people that gobbled up domain names like GeneralMotors.com, and then they hijacked the companies. Well, if you want it, it's going to cost you. That never seemed right to me.
Why not? You know what happens now is people, not really anymore because almost all of them are taken, is with like Twitter or Facebook. People, when Twitter first started, people would go on and start something that, you know, that's at, let's say, AM and the PM, even though there was no AM and the PM, but they thought one day I might use that. Kind of the same thing. They would gobble up those early domain names for way in the future.
Well, couldn't you do it with somebody named too, at Donald Trump or something?
You can do it with anything you wanted. Yeah, so when, let's say, the real Donald Trump comes in and he wants that domain, you could sell it, you know, for pretty good money.
So you can still do that. If you think of one right now that nobody has acquired,
there's a phrase
you
for
can
it.
Still do that?
It's called hijacking a website.
Right. Yeah, it's...
But it's legal. Hey man, I remember people paying like $1 million for domain names.
Oh,
somebody
sure.
else just happened to get it first, and if you want it, pay me.
And like I said, I think it's probably a lot tougher nowadays. The one I remember just for some reason off the top of my head was the St. Louis Blues Twitter. Before really Twitter took off and before the Blues had a Twitter, there was always an at St. Louis Blues out there, but it was always blank. But then all of a sudden they started putting content off there, and then now it obviously is one of their biggest social media outlets. But that happens and happens.
All right, do you remember what I think it was? WhiteHouse.com was a porn site.
Yes, it was.
I don't know about now.
That would have to be WhiteHouse.gov.
You know what? Don't worry.
The real one, right?
I'll check it out real quick. WhiteHouse.com.
Yeah, see what happens. But see, to me, that just seems like it should be wrong.
Right.
But it's not. It's not. And I talk too much. It's your segment. I'm going to tell you the FrankOpinion.com story, but I'll save that. I've told it before. Go ahead. What else do you have?
So I got just kind of a fun thing here. Over the weekend, an employment questionnaire, which was filled out by the former Apple CEO Steve Jobs, was auctioned off. It's a one-page employment questionnaire. Includes things like his major at the time, his address at the time, his phone number at the time, which he actually listed none. It was auctioned off. Anybody, I won't do that again, but it was auctioned off for $174,757.
Good grief.
I don't understand the $57.
Yeah, it was probably a bidding war. But what I don't understand is, and I think, Frank, you've mentioned this before, I don't understand why people pay $175 for a piece of paper.
No,
I've never gotten that. But
I've never gotten the whole autograph thing.
Right.
I don't know why that's a big deal to people.
Right. Speaking of Apple, people are going to want to know this. Apple on Friday released the sixth beta of the upcoming iOS 11.3. So basically, what that means is they release these versions of the software to developers to sort of work out the bugs, which means that iOS 11.3 is getting very close. The biggest feature, if you're an Apple user and you have multiple devices, you're really going to like this feature that's coming out. It's called Messages in iCloud. So in the room here, any people that use multiple Apple devices, so you have maybe a phone and an iPad,
yep.
or a phone,
yep.
maybe a watch,
yep.
a phone, a computer. What?
Nope.
So, Limey, I'm getting to you in a second. I'm going to get to your new S9 here in a second.
Thank you.
But you can get messages. You can get your iMessages on all of those devices. Now, the nice thing is when you get a message, it comes to all those devices, and you can view them on all those devices. But say you delete a text message off of your iPhone, you don't necessarily delete that message from all of your other devices. So you can delete a message from your phone, and you go back into your iPad 2 weeks later, and that message is still sitting there. And you say, I thought I deleted that. So the nice thing that's coming out with Apple is called Messages in iCloud. So that's all going to be synced. When the message comes in, it'll appear on all of your devices. When you delete it, you'll delete it from all of your devices, which doesn't sound like a big deal, but I bet there's a lot of people in the audience that are like me. You have multiple devices that you read your messages on. And it's just, and I'm the kind of person where once I read a message, whether it's an email or a text, I delete it right away. And so to get on another device and have them still there is,
Something to hide that, buddy?
No, I like to stay organized. After I read a message, I like to delete it and move on that I've read it, responded to it, and moving on. So here's where I'm going to bring Limey in. Limey got the new S9.
Ooh. That's like Samsung thing.
That is Samsung. The Samsung S9. Talked about it a couple weeks ago. The big feature, and I'm sure there's more features Limey's going to talk about here in a second, but is that slow motion camera. 960 frames per second in the slow motion camera. So,
but who needs that?
Well,
this guy,
Limey,
what do you take that you want in slow motion? I've got slow motion capability on mine. I never use it.
Well, I've already made a couple of videos. It's very cool. Okay. It's like, you know,
porn?
It's just me sitting there.
Oh yeah.
Maybe. And it's just like, you know, I can flip people off, which is what I've been doing in my response texts, but it's really, really slow and really detailed.
Whoa. What do you mean you flip people off?
Like if somebody is texting me and they come back with a smart ass comment, then I just reply with, all right then, well, you know, go F yourself. So,
okay, can I make a suggestion to you?
Yeah.
Don't do that. No,
okay.
Don't do that. No, I'm not kidding. No, I'm not kidding. It's like road rage. Don't do that. Let them do it. No,
right.
Let the other guy be the vulgar, nasty, mean-spirited guy.
Now, wait.
And take the high road.
Now, let me make a suggestion. Frank made a suggestion. I want to make a suggestion.
Okay.
Don't listen to Frank. Keep doing what you're doing so that we can be entertained by your road rage stories in this studio.
Well, now, I have a question.
We love violence.
Are you doing this in a fun way?
Yes.
Or, okay, in a fun
absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Listen to friends. Does the recipient know it's fun, though?
Yeah,
will the recipient... Okay, so my suggestion to you is this. If it's a listener that does that, representing this show, never, ever go F yourself, give them the finger. Just don't do that. You know what I do when I get a really hateful email, and so I will never listen to you again. I thank them for all the time they have put in up till now listening and let them know how much I appreciate it. And then I'm sorry to lose them. That's it.
If I ever write go F yourself on my hand and then, you know, slow motion it in front of a camera, I'm not going to send it to somebody, to a listener of the show. I'm going to be sending it to one of my best friends.
You're using slow motion for? Is writing on your hand in slow motion?
I was trying it out. I've only had the phone for like 2 days.
Where can we see a sample of your slow mo video?
He's got this S9 and he still writes on his hand.
I think you might want to keep those.
It depends. Like, Frank, if I send you a video, you're going to be a little bit hurt that I'm, you know, at what is on the message.
Yeah, Limey, I would suggest to keep those videos maybe private.
Yeah, I'm going to keep them to myself.
I would close this Limey segment right now.
Look, I don't mean to take this in a serious turn here and ruin this segment, but I'm not kidding when I say this. We live in a world of far too much anger and hate and vulgarity, and I'm trying my best to not contribute to any of that. And every once in a while, I get some really hateful emails. I will not respond with the F yourself, go to hell. I diffuse it and let the air out of whoever's sails has sent it because they're looking for a fight and they're looking for an argument. They want me to F you back, and I won't do it.
Have one where I'm just waving a pine cone in front of it, and I'm going to send you that one.
There you go. So this sounds to me like you have nothing to shoot in slow-mo, yet you are determined to do something and put it in slow-mo, and I get that because, look, I have slow-mo. You know, I've shot one thing ever in slow-mo, and you know what it was? It was me with a pickleball paddle jumping up in the air to hit a pickleball, and I just wanted to see what I look like jumping up real slow. And that's it. I did it, I'm done, and that was the end
of it.
I think it's a great feature that no one will ever use.
I have absolutely no use for this slow-motion camera at all, but it's cool that I've got it.
Right.
I love the fact
and Taylor,
that
correct me if I'm wrong, Taylor, the real, what's really outstanding about this feature is it's ultra slow motion, right?
Super slow mo.
Look at the text I just sent you.
If we want to keep this rolling here a little bit, Limey, you had mentioned a couple other cool features on the S9. If you want to talk to I think you talked about the facial recognition, which works really well.
Which you have that on the S10.
I do, and it absolutely does work. That's the one thing that hasn't failed. It is. In the dark. Limey, do it in the dark. I've picked up my phone in pitch black darkness, and it knows my face.
It really does.
It reads a three-dimensional like sonar feedback thing.
Yeah. But now I can send all different kinds of messages. If I wanted to, I can send a voice clip and it's right there next to, you know, my little keypad. I just hold it down, say what I've got to say, send in a text form. So, you know, it's a little more personable.
Cool.
I can make myself an emoji, you know, like a little character and whatnot. That's kind of cool.
And you can send that in a text as well?
I can indeed. Cool. I can create clips and videos, and if anybody is familiar with a GIF,
basically a real short video clip with no sound.
It just kind of does a loop. Yep. I can make that with a simple editor on my phone, like for the little the simple qualities that, you know, every phone has: Facebook, internet, calling capabilities. That's all good. Mm. What else is on this phone is basically just updated gadgets, a new way of doing things.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, say if you do have a kid playing sports or something and you want to record them kicking or scoring, then that would probably be awesome for the slow motion.
Now, before the segment, we had talked about the Bixby as well. So
yes.
For people that don't know what Bixby is Samsung's personal assistant. So what Siri is to Apple.
Exactly.
And we had talked a little bit about how Bixby works on the new phone, if you want to talk about that a little bit as well.
Literally, you have this little button on the side of the phone on the left-hand side, and Bixby can pretty much do everything. You can open up your camera, you can say, "Hey, Bixby," and I just turned on my, "I don't need you right now, go away." And you can take a picture of, say, like a can of Coke or you know, a product, say, Tim's wearing an interesting hoodie right now. I want to know where I can get it. I can take a picture of it, ask Bixby to find it, and I can go shopping for it, which I think is really cool. And, you know, it'll set your alarm clock. If I wanted to, I could just be like, "Hey, Bixby, will you text Tim nice hoodie?" And it'll do that for me, which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah. So, out of 5 stars, what would you give the new S9?
Right now,
anybody in the audience that might be thinking about upgrading.
Right now, I'm going to give it 4 stars out of 5. No, 3.5 stars out of 5, because I haven't really actually got into the phone and checked out all of its capability yet.
Cool.
But so far, the picture on the screen, the quality, I am very much loving this phone.
Very cool.
How much did it cost?
Mine was a lease, so I just had to upgrade. But I think if you want to buy it right out, it's like
$800 or $900.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Right. Yeah. There's the S9 Plus, which is going to run you around $900, and then there's the regular S9, which is going to be in about the $710 to $750 range, depending on your provider.
The S9, the one I've got now, is just about 5 inches or so. And
Dan Strauss, show everybody half of 5 inches.
There you go. That's infected.
Way to go, Lyman.
The Plus is just, I think it's like an inch bigger.
Okay.
You know, Trevor, you know what? I'm sorry, not Trevor, Taylor. You know what somebody ought to do? They've got like the 6, 6 Plus, the S9, S9 Plus. They ought to make a minus. It's like a version of the phone that just doesn't do a whole lot of stuff.
That's one.
There's a lot missing.
One version lower.
Yeah.
The Trevor, 6 I minus. Sent you a text.
So,
thanks, Dan.
This is good radio right here. Hey, look at this text.
No one has any idea what you're talking about.
I do apologize. Right, I just got a text from Dan, and he's flipping me the bird.
Oh, that's nice. I just got a Limey. Apparently, he just sent me. Oh my goodness, I can't believe it. He just sent me the video of him moving a pine cone from one side of the screen to the other in slow motion. Oh my goodness, you can think of something better than that.
Do you need a wet towel after seeing that, Frank?
Hey, we did have a phone call, and he didn't want to stay on the line, but he wanted to ask Taylor if Malcolm 10 uses an iPhone X.
I get it.
Wow. I thought that was funny.
Wow. I get it.
You're going to tell that to your students tomorrow.
Pretty
soon. That'll be my joke
about that.
So, what else you got, Taylor?
I know that you guys mentioned this shortly earlier, and I think Tim mentioned this in his news as well. But I did want to mention the Uber self-driving accident, because I think it's from a technology standpoint, it is a pretty significant. I know that before we had talked about this is the direction that everything's going. This is the direction that everything's going, and this is the one thing that they make sure to test for in development. And I can't speak particularly to this incident in particular because I don't know all the circumstances surrounding it. But I thought I would talk to the tech a little bit. These cars that Uber, and it was the Uber company that was testing this car. They have two systems of detection. Now, everybody knows what radar is. If I say radar, everybody knows what
that
is. They also use a system called LIDAR. Has anybody ever heard of LIDAR?
I have not.
So LIDAR, it stands for light detection and ranging. And basically what it does, it uses lasers to pick up objects and it assigns them different colors based on how far from the source they are. And from what I read, I did a little research on this today, and it's really interesting from a technological standpoint. These systems all work together, and they take multiple measurements per second. And so, like I said, I can't speak to this incident specifically because, it's an ongoing situation. But I find it amazing that the system wasn't able to detect a person walking across the street. Well, and then on top of that, there was a human sitting behind the wheel.
Yeah, there was a backup. There was an actual driver in the car, a backup person.
Yeah.
Now,
and what that tells me is if something happens, it's going to happen very quickly. And
right.
Even with a human in there, they don't have time to override it.
Right.
Well, I wasn't going to ask this question, but since you bring up the LIDAR, did I say
sure,
that correctly?
Yeah, LIDAR. Okay, cool.
What city did this happen in?
Tempe, Arizona.
Tempe, Arizona.
Tempe,
which,
Arizona.
Yeah, which from the article that I read, apparently a lot of autonomous driving testing happens in Arizona.
Is that a town with a lot of space? Do we know? Was this accident at day or night
time? It happened at midnight.
A woman was, a 49-year-old woman was walking her bicycle across the street, but she was not in a crosswalk area of the street.
So she was on the road.
Correct.
But that still, but that still shouldn't matter because the detection system on the car doesn't look for the crosswalk.
Right.
It actually detects moving objects that come, right. And for example, like a deer or another car that would pop up in front. And if you look at pictures of a LIDAR screen, what it looks like, it almost looks like a night vision setup where any object should have been illuminated and recognized. So it's just
could it have possibly been, as you said, because this is light detection that they just it just didn't see her at all. Like it
I wouldn't
pick
up
her
because
up.
It works almost the same way as the facial recognition does on your phone.
It shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter if there's no light.
Yeah, because you can do it at night. But, again, as a tech person, man, it's a shame to hear that it's going to be a setback. It's a tragic situation, obviously.
How big do you think that check's going to be that they have to write the family of this woman?
Goodness. Her family?
I don't even know, but...
Huge.
It's tragic on both ends. It's going to be a big setback in the sort of the advancement of this technology, but more importantly, and way more importantly for this poor family.
You know that somebody remember the anybody know the movie Christine?
Yes.
Yeah. About a car that had a life of its own and thought, somebody's going to do a movie pretty soon about these autonomous cars, and all of a sudden they decide, hey, we're just going to do what we want. We're going to run down people. We're going to trap people inside and lock the doors and turn. They will.
They already did. It was Transformers.
No, they already
Why
did.
Does that get a rim shot?
Because I thought it was very funny.
It's called Cars.
No, it wasn't. Listen, is anybody laughing? No,
Lightning McQueen and Mater.
Thank you. All right. Well,
anything else, Taylor?
That's all I've got.
That's all you got.
I will. That's all I got.
You want to take a couple of calls? Nobody has a problem or a question. If you do, folks, you need to jump in right now. We're going to let this guy go back in the green room. Apparently, he didn't finish his massage. 314-821-0590. That's 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK, which is 855-282-8255. We'll give about a minute, see if anybody has a question.
Sure.
I will retell quickly my domain, francopinion.com story. About 23 years ago, I set up francopinion.com. Somebody did it for me who knew a lot more about this than I do. And I'm sorry to say that site is really just nothing but a sponsor reference site. I hope that's going to change this year because I got a great new company, a new look. I'm going to try to do something with my own website. But when we went to, or the guy who did it for me went to acquire it, somebody had francopinion.com. Now, this is 23 years ago, and I thought, what the heck? And I thought it was just some listener who just grabbed it and was going to go, oh, if you want it, I need 10 grand. So I'm not sure how he went about it, but he knew to go get the registrant for the name, and I actually ended up calling the guy. He was way out of state, never heard of me. He used it because apparently he did it like some kind of blog or column, and it was real technical. It's like he would give his frank opinion about this particular kind of merchandise that was on the market, and it was like automotive parts. It is something real highly technical. So I called the guy and I said, you know, I said, that's I have a radio show. That's my name, Frank Opinion. I'd really like to have that name. Is it something you'd be willing to let go of? And I'm braced, you know, ready for. And it was very clear he didn't know anything about me or the show. And he said, nah, he says, you know, he says, I got a lot of followers and people that go to the site to get advice and recommendations. That's why I call it Frank Opinion. I don't know. I don't want to let go of it. If I did, I'd have to be compensated. And I said, okay, how much would you need? And he said, well, there's no way I'd do it for less than $350. And I thought, and I wanted to go,
done.
Are you kidding? And so I said, I tried to play it cool, like, man, I don't know, $350. I said, okay.
All right.
Like I was ready. And I couldn't have been more thrilled. And it was that easy. Boom, he let go of it, and I paid him $350, wow. And that was it. But yeah, he could have held me up big time.
Oh, sure.
As many people have over the years.
Sure.
Lisa's on the phone, and apparently she has a question for you. Lisa, say hello to Taylor Nickerson.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Lovely. So I probably have a pretty basic question, but I still don't know what else to do here. So I have a rather old, it was like a 10-year-old laptop, and so Santa brought me a new laptop. And the guy that was setting it up for me asked me if I wanted to transfer everything over, and I told him no, that I would just do it as I needed it so it wouldn't have all the like junk on it. But now I'm not sure what's the best way to organize from one computer to the other one. Like, should I just use one of the little memory sticks? Should I put it on a, you know, like an outside disk, an external hard drive, and put it on that?
Yeah.
Or what do you think?
Well, there's a couple different ways, but I would just say the easiest one is just to use a USB drive. And it depends on how much stuff you have. If it's many, many, many gigabytes, I would maybe look into an external hard drive. But mm-hmm. you can find pretty sizable flash drives now. What kind of documents or not without getting
mainly
specific?
Like Word documents, probably some PowerPoint from some previous stuff, and then pictures.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's, probably some videos.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's all real easy stuff.
Hey,
so,
Taylor, is there any way for her to know, is there any way for her to go on her computer and find out exactly how much stuff there is, like in gigabytes, so she'll know what size?
No,
is there a way to get into it? Because I wouldn't have any idea. All I know is I have some photos and videos.
Absolutely.
I don't have spreadsheets, but I have no idea how much that's eating up. Is there a way she can go in and have it say, you're currently using, I think there's got to be.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Let me just say this. On a Mac, very easy, go up to the upper left-hand corner and click on About This Mac. And then click on
First of all,
storage.
Lisa, do you have a Mac? What do you have?
No. My friends are all chastising me that I should have gotten one.
No, that's fine. I just was going to talk on both, just in case the listeners are wondering the same question. Now, on a Windows, just as easy, if you go to the Start menu, you go to Control Panel,
okay.
And then you go into your Control Panel, and in there you look for the one that references Storage or your Drives and pull up the information, or under My Computer, and it'll show you right away how much total space your hard drive is, and
okay.
Then it'll tell you how much space you have left. And then on some computers as well, it'll break it down for you. So how much is pictures, how much is documents, how much is videos, how much is music, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, very, very easy to do that.
But if the total is 5 gigabytes and she goes and gets a 8-10 gigabyte hard, she's good.
Oh, gosh.
It'll take it all.
Well,
if
it's 5 gigabytes, then you don't need to go out and get anything that big. You know, just get one that's a little bit bigger than the amount that you have and pop that right into your USB, whether
And that's a great question, because I guess I wouldn't know what to do. Anytime I've ever gotten, because I have so little that's really important, I just want to transfer music and pictures. That's it.
That's right. Where I'm at. It's a little daunting because I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to look through each one of these things to figure out what it is and if I really want to keep it or if it, you know.
Right. So now, you know what you do? You dump it all into the new one. You dump it all into the new one, and then you go through and start editing out what you don't need.
Sure.
But you move it all.
Now, I will give you another idea as well, and you won't have to go out and buy anything. Is to
use. Just give it to you and you figure it out.
Is to use the cloud. There are multiple services that provide cloud storage. Dropbox is one. Google Drive is another one. And what you can do is upload anything from the old computer into the cloud, and you use the same login to open the cloud on the new computer and just download it straight to the new computer.
Do you have to pay for the cloud?
No. Well, if you want, let me put it to you this way. Mm-hmm. They always offer a certain amount of storage that's for free. If you want anything bigger than that, sometimes depending on the company, the service, they'll make you pay. But for Lisa's particular situation, she would be able to get away with using something like a Google Drive to upload her information, her documents, and then just download it onto the new computer.
And I'm glad Lisa called because I actually have the same situation because I bought a new laptop,
right.
And my old laptop has a lot of pictures and different things on it like that.
Porn.
There's no document.
A lot of porn.
Yeah, a lot of porn and stuff that I want to get off of it.
Slow motion.
And save.
Right. Yeah. So, using a cloud service these days is the easiest way to go.
Yeah, and I know Dropbox because we've had to use it for some work stuff and volunteer stuff. So that one I'm familiar with. So that makes a lot of sense, too.
Here's how stupid I am. How do I know that all of that stuff in my computer is in the cloud? How do I know it's all up there?
Well,
it all went up there.
You upload it yourself.
You just look up and look. You'll see it.
Right, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You just go outside and look
it
up.
It is. Hey.
No, but you upload it yourself so you know what you've gone through and uploaded yourself. And you can see it, you know, in your folders and just make sure that everything matches or what Lisa might want to do when she's starting to transfer the documents when she's uploading them to Dropbox. And this is a good idea for anybody that's doing this. That's a good time to purge old documents that you really don't need anymore and just transfer really the ones that you want or need and then download those into your new computer.
All right.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Lisa, you have a really nice voice, and my only advice, if you ever call again, don't laugh when Dan says something stupid. Just don't laugh.
I hate that without a brain song.
If I only had a brain.
I know, it should be Music Man or something.
And if I only had a brain.
Oh, the noise.
No, Lisa, if you worked with Dan, you'd understand why that's the perfect music.
And it doesn't bother me, Lisa, because The Wizard of Oz is probably my all-time favorite movie.
And one of the best movies ever.
Lisa, how would you like, for calling, a little bonus sort of reward, how would you like to hear Dan do his Scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz? Would you like that?
Could I?
Ooh. Could I? Yeah. Dan, go ahead. I like Lisa. Give her your Scarecrow.
Okay. They took my arms and threw them over there. Then they took my legs and threw them over there. That's you all over. That was the Tin Man, then. Oh, that's you all over. Wake up, Dorothy.
Yeah, that one.
Okay, and now, since we're on, give him the Cowardly Lion speech, that little short speech.
No. If I were the king of Oz, not duke, not prince, but king, I would...
Easy.
mighty wrong.
Boy, I bet Lisa's glad she called.
Brilliant.
Lisa, you call anytime, okay?
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, who walked in?
I like the sound of her voice.
She was nice.
About her.
Yeah, she was nice.
I'd like to have lunch with her. Well, is there anything else, or is that about it? I think that's probably about
it. That's going to be about it.
All right. Say your goodbyes. I forgot how you get out of this.
I will give out my email address before I go if anybody's maybe listening to the podcast later or throughout the week. It is taylorontech@gmail.com. taylorontech@gmail.com. And everybody, have a great week.
No, hold on. We came up with a close. It was something like... Yeah.
I'm Taylor on Tech, and I've had
it's
enough
like, what
of...
The,
Oh,
no,
yeah.
no, no, that's
I've had enough.
That's Dan Bubba. It was something like, oh, what the heck. I'm Taylor on something like. We got to come up with something.
I'm Taylor on tech. Frank, where's my check?
All right. Let's go with that for just today. Go ahead, Taylor.
I'm Taylor on tech. Hey, Frank, where's my check?
There you go. There you go. In the mail. That's what they always say, isn't it?
Yeah.
There he is, Taylor Nickerson. Not only does he teach German in high school, but he knows some stuff about tech, and he's really good. I've gotten some emails from people about getting back to you. So it's TaylorOnTech@gmail.com. If you have something that's driving you nuts, and he's brought to you, of course, by Goodfeet, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Is Mr. Cleveland ready to go, do you think, if I do one bit of business?
He is.
Oh, I think he'll
he's
be ready
in the
to go.
Studio. He's ready to roll.
I have some business to take care of quickly, though, if you,
you
wouldn't mind. I do.
I'll tell you what, let me take care of. What does that mean?
Traffic.
I don't.
Let me do my bit of business, and you do yours, and Dan does it. If we have enough time, we'll. If not, Bill's always really good. He wants to hang out anyway. We'll just go. Maybe that's what we should plan on doing. Go in the Playhouse. Maybe we'll do that.
We'll see what he thinks.
I need to take a moment, folks. Night before last, my wife and I were on the speakerphone on my phone, and there's some friends of ours who live out of state. They used to live here, and they moved away. They're far, far away. And he proceeds to tell me, now this guy is mid-60s, late-60s, that he finally had a bunch of dental work. Now keep in mind, again, he's not here anymore. They're out of state, so he couldn't go to Ballas Dental Care. He had $50,000 worth of work done. $50,000. I know. Ooh, ah. You imagine that? Like multiple root canals and grinding down of some teeth. And oh, my goodness. He starts telling me what he had done. And I wanted to go, hey, man, how did you go so long and let all this get out of hand like that? And he admitted it was just stupid. And he just kept putting off and putting off and putting off. And I don't think a lot of this was covered by any kind of dental insurance. It's a massive bill. So what I've always said is, if you keep putting off going to the dentist or getting dental work done that you need done, it's not only going to be a lot more extensive with a T, it's going to be more expensive with a P. It's going to be both extensive and expensive. The number one reason that people don't go to the dentist or don't go back is they're scared. Something hurt the last time, and the thought of going is just, they're frozen with fear. I have the solution for that. I do. I've had it for years. I've had it for 45 years. That's how long I've gone to Ballas Dental Care, and I'm not kidding. I don't care how afraid you are. I don't care. Forget that bad experience you had with another dentist. This is not that dentist. So three fantastic dentists, Dr. Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe, Dr. Olivier, Dr. Haynes, they're Ballas Dental Care. One visit to Ballas Dental Care. And I'm telling you right now, I've gotten lots of emails over 16, 18 years or whatever it's been. Consistently, they read pretty much the same. I cannot believe this. Everything you said was true. Why didn't I go to this place sooner? Well, you know what? What's done is done, and what you didn't do, you didn't do. Let's fix all that starting maybe a little late today, starting tomorrow maybe. You call and you make appointment with Ballas Dental Care. You tell them your AM and the PM. They don't care. They're not going to, you know, scold you because you haven't been to the dentist in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years even. They just need to get to work and do an assessment and tell you what you're looking at to get back on track. And maybe you are on track. Maybe you had a dental appointment six months ago. You're just not crazy about your dentist. Most people aren't, because most people don't go to Ballas Dental Care. If I could, I'd fix that. We don't talk to everybody. But the people we do talk to pay attention. And many of them have changed dentists and gone to Ballas Dental Care. I hope you'll consider that. Ballas Dental Care, they're at the corner of Ballas and Clayton Roads, ballasdentalcare.com.
Time for a check on traffic right now.
St. Louis Area Expressway still having some issues. Westbound 44, not the best place right now. The left lane blocked with a crash near Big Bend caused delays back to Barrie. Still have some problems around an earlier crash. Westbound 44 near Viaduct. We've got delays back to Six Flags. And a new crash westbound on the Page Avenue extension right near the Maryland Heights Expressway. This traffic report's brought to you by NAPA. Nothing like a little rain to remind you that it's time to change your windshield wipers. Luckily, you're a quick stop at NAPA away from new wiper blades and a streakless windshield, so stop by your local NAPA store to make driving in the rain a lot less like driving in the rain. Quality parts, helpful people, that's NAPA know-how. Reporting for 590 The Fan, now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Blue Chip was started by Scott and Pat Phillips with little more than a Volkswagen Beetle, a little bit of luck, and a whole lot of work. Since then, Blue Chip has grown into one of the nation's largest and most recognized pest control firms while still being the hometown St. Louis company. Now moving into our third generation, Blue Chip is just as focused with a commitment to training and professionalism that are unmatched in our industry. We are experts at what we do, which simply put is protecting your home, your business, and your family. Go to stlbugs.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been helping citizens, law firms, and insurance companies throughout the state for the last 10 years. We investigate everything from cheating spouses to lying employees who are faking injuries. We can help you investigate somebody who's suing you or maybe somebody you want to sue. We can help you find missing relatives or long-lost friends. When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations, 238-1367. That's 238-1367. Visit us online at gatewaypi.net or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
St. Louis's four premier home builders have teamed up with local unions to bring you the best home buying opportunity of the year. Buy now and get an additional $2,000 to $10,000 cash for use at closing from the local unions. It's a union home building partnership and it's only during the month of March. Certificates will be distributed on a first come basis. Cash amounts range from $2,000 to $10,000 based on the sales price of the home. When the funds run out, so does this promotion, so act now. Visit any Payne family, McKelvey, Fisher and Fritchell, or McBrideson home community for details.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Who's ready for some top choice seafood all throughout the Lent season? Surf and Sirloin Restaurant takes pride in having served the highest quality seafood in St. Louis for 24 years, and the choices are endless. South African and Maine lobster or lobster tails, giant one-pound crab legs, massive scallops, colossal Texas shrimp, American red snapper, and Washington imported salmon. You name it. And of course, serving only USDA prime beef on all steak items as well. Open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and dinner 7 days a week. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
I'm wondering if anybody in the room, and probably if it's going to be anybody, it'll be Tim, who can tell me whether or not this is legit. Or because I remember reading this several times over the years, and it seems to me that at one point somebody said, oh, by the way, that's not really true. Here's what it is. The interstate system that we have now was created during the Eisenhower administration, and I had always read for years that there's 1 mile in every 5 miles of interstate that is straight, and that's by design, so that it can be used as an airstrip in the time of war or other emergencies. Well, that makes sense to me. You know, you get the interstate highways, and every 5 miles, there's a 1 mile straight stretch. Now, for some reason, it seems like not long ago, somebody sent me something and said, oh, by the way, that's not true. It's bogus. Does anybody know?
I haven't got a clue.
What I'm reading online is that it is not true.
Yeah, that's what I thought somebody had said. Because, well, it sounds like a good idea. That's an awful lot of airstrip. Every 5 miles or 1 mile straight, somebody doesn't seem right. So I'll check that off the list that somebody sent me. A listener sent me this and I get these from time to time. It's like things you didn't know, and they're really interesting, and I've checked most of them out. That one I didn't have time to check out, but I'm glad I asked you, Mr. Research.
I drive Highway 44 westbound to Eureka every night. There is no way there is a one-mile stretch of that highway from Highway 270 to Eureka. That's an eight-mile stretch of highway. There is no way that there is one continuous mile of that that's flat. No way.
Oh, I disagree. I disagree. 44 from where to where?
From 270 to Eureka?
No, that's okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a mile of straight interstate.
Excuse me, from 141 to Eureka.
Mm. Yeah, that's
okay. Okay. Well, that's different. 141.
It's an eight-mile stretch. I mean, I hate it. Curvy, windy, and hilly. The whole thing.
Well, then don't drive on it.
Okay.
Find an alternative way to go.
I'll find a back road.
The Playhouse is coming up here after the news. We have a joke that I think Tim will really like. And I single Tim out because...